and they are off, and they're heading towards first corner. I'm watching as Keyes, looking really powerful, as you'd expect, at the front, taking nice inside line, coming into first post corner. They're looking nice and regular, very, very in control. The speed is unbelievable. They're about two lengths in front of Downing. Not quite gaining, but it's really hard to tell at this early stage. There's about a two-boat gap between the leading two. Downing are a good three lengths in front of Lady Margaret, who come past in their red, looking strong, but unlikely to be catching up anytime soon. About three lengths behind them, we've got first and third, taking a really really nice tight line here. And they're about two lengths ahead of Queens in green. Queens in green are two... they're a good three lengths in front of Pembroke. Pembroke with the light blue. For the time being, it doesn't look like there's much going on kind of bumps-wise. Two and a half lengths, maybe. Three lengths. Two and a half, three lengths behind Pembroke, we have Jesus, who are a length and a half in front of Peterhouse. Again, another two, three length gap between Peterhouse and Trinity Hall. Trinity Hall are about a length in front of Clare, who are being chased. There's a canvas between Clare and Girton, and at a canvas. Oh, this is tight. It's right in front of me. It looks like Girton are overlapping with Jesus. So look, Girton overlapping with Clare. Girton overlapping. It looks like the bump has been called. Girton have just bumped Clare at the end of, or the beginning of first post corner. Girton have bumped Clare. About four lengths behind, we have Magdalen chased by Christ. And Magdalen are chased by Christ. It looks like they're overlapping again. This is incredibly exciting on first post corner. Magdalen have been overlapped by Christ. And I'm just waiting for them to call it. This is incredibly tight. This is incredibly tight there. They are really good. There's a canvas in it. They have on first post corner. But, oh, man. Oh, it looks like they're dropping off. They are dropping off. Price is dropping off Magdalen. They might have just escaped it here for the time being. One to look out for as they head down the gap. There has been another bump. There has been another bump. And that is... I'm going to have to get back to you on this. What about Grassy Corner, Mike? What can you see?
Yeah, so just looking at who's rowed past. The Keys rowing ahead of the division. Very fast crew. So Downing, actually. Downing have been able to stay on station with them. A gap's opened up behind them. LMBC first, third, Queen's, and Pembroke are all on station. Where it gets interesting is further back. Jesus is being pursued by Peterhouse. Now, Peterhouse is about to sting them. Grassy Corner at last on Wednesday. Jesus managed to hold them off. And further back, it's even more interesting now. We've got first and third here. Is it first and third? They're going mad, I think. Christ managed to sting Mike Magdalen as they came through the guts onto Grassy Corner, catching the back of Magdalen. The Christ above Magdalen, Grassy Corner. Looking further back now is King. Now, I think this is going to end up being a bump on King
Cat. Mike, Mike, I've got a guy standing next to me, Trim Emmanuel, with a question in hands. Emmanuel has been bumped by Robinson.
Right, I've just heard the cannon for that re-row, so that re-row is going to happen again. Let's just stay here as we go round right the corner. King's been seen by some cats. Remember, King spooned last year and been down two this year, and cats have been on the way up. Now down to quarter of the year, go down Plough Reach. Less than a length behind now to Stowards, but a three-boat hustle now. King's rowing up as fast as they can up Plough Reach, stroke speed fast. Cats through. They're managing to steer slightly north bank of the Cats, therefore hold them off. Keeping that a quarter of a length. But behind Selwyn, I mean, are now down to half a length between Selwyn and the Cats in front of them. The question is, can the Cats get King before Selwyn get them? And the Cats pushing harder now as we go around this, and let's hand that one over to Claire. How's it looking?
It's looking pretty impressive. King's coming up now, followed by St. Cat closely on their tails. I would say they are about maybe not even a quarter of a boat length behind, probably less than that now. Cats are trying to push up with King. Oh, and they just pushed forward. They might just be in it. Meanwhile, Selwyn are falling very far behind, but Cats are following King. They are pursuing them right to the end, and I wonder if anywhere now we might get to see a bump. They're turning around the corner. There's a sharp turn there from King. Cats are losing some of their distance. Abby, can you say anything to us?
We've had the first seven boats coming through now, looking like they are due to row over. Back behind, we have another two boats coming into view, but it doesn't look like there's going to be a bump within sight. People are holding their distance, so it's a good 2 to 3 boats length between everyone. Having said that, we have Peterhouse looking like they are still pretty close to Jesus, just under a boat length between those two. They are putting in a sterling performance, but I don't think it will be quite enough today. The calibre of the row is really good. Trinity Hall just going past me now. They are going to be clear to row over today. Another very good performance in from them. The last couple of boats are far out of view at the moment. Do you see any of them, Claire?
No, they've all gone around the corner. I'm wondering what's going to be happening with Kings and Cats, because Cats were very close to Kings as they're looking very, very impressive indeed. Further on down the river, we've got, I believe it's Downing coming up pretty slowly. They're at the back. But you see, have Kings and Emmanuel come? Have Kings and Cats come
inside? Kings just appeared around the corner now. I dare say, but they look like they are flagging, and Cats could very well catch up them now. There are fractions of a boat length between them. We're talking like a quarter of a boat length here. If Cats can do this, this will be very, very impressive. After them, we have Selwyn, who are coming in wide. It looks like there's a bump to be happening now. They can put in the final three. Cats are literally about to bump Kings. It's about to happen. Cats are about to bump them. Cats have bumped Kings. Cats have bumped Queens and done a fantastic performance. That is brilliant. I can confirm Cats have bumped Kings. They are looking absolutely thrilled. Selwyn coming in now. Their cot's going to have to be well to clear out of the carnage that is going on the middle of the river here with Cats and Kings. Selwyn looking good to row over. An absolutely fantastic performance by Cats today.